thinking of the fact that they are a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now in general, the vast majority of circumstances in which anger arises is actually it is a very dangerous emotion. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in a hadith that inna al-ghadaba, verily anger, la yufsidu al-iman, it ruins iman. Verily anger, it ruins iman. So this just gives you the general idea asal for what anger actually is. It's an emotion that can ruin iman. In another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ also showed us the importance of restraining that anger. In fact, the Prophet ﷺ said that whoever withholds his anger, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala withholds his punishment from him, yani on the day of judgment. So again here, this is just to show you the general theme of what anger is and the difficulty that must exist in withholding it, because look at the tremendous reward that's associated with being able to control it. Anyway, anger is going to be something that arises in everyone's life. That's not the discussion, right? We're not trying to discuss, are you angry? Why aren't you angry? Why are you angry? Everybody will experience anger. The issue is that we have to recognize that anger has its place and has its circumstance. So we go to the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Actually, let's take one step back. So what causes anger to arise? Right? I mean, basically, you don't just wake up in the morning angry. Some people do. They're so angry that they wake up in the morning angry, right? And probably some people here think their wives are like that. Other wives think their husbands are like that. But irrespective, most people don't wake up in the morning angry. Okay, something triggers that anger. And actually, what triggers that anger is just common interactions. So what might make someone angry? Something doesn't go the way you expect it to go. All right, you wake up in the morning, you expect that your breakfast will be ready by 8:55 so that you can be on the 9 o'clock or a 9:03 bus. Your breakfast is not ready at 8:55, so now you're angry, right? So it was something that occurred. You were actually fine, you were normal. When things didn't go your way, then all of a sudden you became angry. All right, that's not a circumstance in which a human being should exhibit anger. That's a time when we should control our anger. Why? Because no one controls their schedule. Right? No one has the ability to control everything around them. That's life. There's always going to be variables. So look, basically, I mean, if somebody expects that their breakfast be ready at 8:55 so that they can catch the 9:03 bus, right, or the 9:03 train, and then their breakfast is not ready at 8:55 so they explode, that's not a circumstance when a human being should become angry. That's a circumstance when a person should control their anger and recognize that, okay, things didn't work out the way I expected them to work out. So there's two things that a person should run through their mind in this situation. Well, number one, they should think, okay, why am I becoming angry? I'm becoming angry because things didn't work out the way I expected them to work out. Then automatically, then they should think one step further. And they should say to themselves, well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expects so many things out of me. And He has expectations and they don't work out because of my own inefficiencies. For example, every time I pray the Fajr prayer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may have an expectation that that Fajr prayer be offered properly. Yet how many times is it imperfect? Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if any being has the right to become angry, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet if something happens and I don't offer the Fajr prayer properly, or I don't offer the Fajr prayer on time, subhanAllah, Allah doesn't send a lightning bolt and finish me right there. Right? You know that in your lives, mistakes occur. You may be planning to pray the Dhuhr prayer at 2 o'clock, it gets to 2:30, it gets to 3, and all of a sudden it's time for Asr, and you begin to panic, right? And all of a sudden, you don't see a lightning bolt come down and zap you off the planet, right? But we made a mistake, things didn't go according to the expectation of the universe, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He granted us some repose. He backed off from exhibiting His anger at that moment. So in the same